Well, hey, good morning or good evening, good afternoon, whenever it is you're listening to the DriveCast, welcome back. It is good to have you. My name is Paul from the Marion campus, and today we are talking about greed and the virtue then of generosity, opposite of that vice of greed. The text today comes from Luke 12, 32 through 34. I think though before those verses, a little bit of context of what Jesus is talking about is helpful. I'm going to read a few selections from Luke 12. In verse 4, he says, "I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that can do no more, but I will show you whom you shall fear. Fear him who, after your body has been killed, has authority to throw you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him." He then goes to say, "I tell you, whoever publicly acknowledges me before others," this is verse 8, "the Son of Man will also acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever disowns me before others will be disowned before the angels of God." He then talks about, you know, not denying him in synagogues, and as people are brought before rulers and authorities. And he says, look, the Holy Spirit will give you the words to say. And then there's a bit of a transition, but I do think it's connected to what Jesus has been saying, which is basically, look, don't worry about preserving your life here on earth. Worry about what happens in the next life. And then that is then connected to our financial resources. Somebody cries out in the crowd to Jesus, and they say, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." And he goes on to tell a parable of a rich man yielding an abundant harvest. And the rich man says, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." And he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store my surplus grain." Verse 20, "But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?'" And then he goes into this content on worry. You know, how am I going to be provided for? What am I going to do? And it's sort of like the natural thought that you would then have. It's like, okay, well, if I shouldn't have built bigger barns, like, am I not supposed to provide for myself? Like, what is this like? And he goes on to then share, hey, it's going to be okay. God's going to provide for you. And then finally, our verses for today, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near or no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So what then do we do with this? As always, there is great written content in the app. Just select that notes tab after you've been in the devotional content on the LifePoint Ohio app. And so our team does such a good job working through that and reading through that. In the Pray It Up section of the devotional content, one of the prompts is to take a few moments to ask God if there's any area of your life where generosity is lacking. And so I think we need to do that. But ultimately, I think what we need to do as well, back to this pray it up section, is really ask the Lord to reveal to you where your treasure is. That's the first prompt. Where is your treasure? Ask God, "God, where is my treasure?" And that will reveal then where our heart is. In connection to this, I think in so many ways, what Jesus is saying here is, what is it that you're living for? Who is it that you're living for? So often, possessions, we think about wealth, we think about, and wealth can very easily, possessions can very easily become gods. The problem with that is they're not supposed to be, and they're pretty bad gods, very bad gods. And so what we need to think about is, where is my heart ultimately, as I just said? And then just a posture of, I don't know when this life is going to come to an end. What am I doing? How am I living? Am I living in a way that is preparing for the next? Or am I living in a way that's just focused on the here and now? Am I being a good steward of the resources that God has given me? I don't think Jesus here is saying that if you have financial resources in a surplus, that means you're out of alignment with his will. I do think what Jesus is saying, though, is that we need to live generously and be almost excessive in our generosity. And so there's a really famous quote, maybe you've heard it before, from a guy named C.T. Studd. And he says, "One life to live will soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last." And that line has very much stuck with me as I've thought about, you know, financial stewardship. I've thought about home and family and different really important elements of our life. What is the point of those things? And how can I understand that I'm not an owner of those things, but a steward of them? God has given us resources. How do we steward them? God has given us a home. How do we steward it? God has given us a family. How do we steward that family, looking toward the next life and not being overly focused and overly consumed by making this life the most comfortable life possible? And so with that in mind, let's spend some time in prayer. Let's ask the Lord to do what only He can do. And so let's first start out and just ask God, where is my treasure? Where is my treasure? So let's just get into a heart posture of prayer. I'm going to pray for us. I want to leave some time here at the end for you to pray as well. And we're just going to start out asking that question, where is my treasure? So Lord, we do ask you, by the power of your Spirit, would you reveal where it is our hearts are set? Because where our treasure is, there our hearts will be also. So God, maybe reveal to us if it's set on possessions. Lord, reveal if it's set on wealth, on comfort, on excellence. Lord, it's not that these things are inherently evil, but we never want them to take ultimate authority or position in our lives. God, reveal to us where our hearts should be. Help us focus our eyes and our hearts and our minds on the cross, understanding Jesus, what you have done for us. And in response to receiving the forgiveness of our sins, the salvation of our souls, would we have our hearts set in you and on you? And would that transform the way in which we live and the way in which we become stewards of the good, wonderful gifts that you have given us? Thank you for your provision. Help us be generous people for your glory, for our good. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.